Coming from the FFAnalyst.com, and for the love of the game, my name is Matt Hicks. You can find me on Twitter at the FF underscore educator. I'm joined by my co-host, as always, tonight, Eric Adams. You can find on Twitter at the FF underscore taters. And we have a full house with us tonight. We also have Chris and Mike from the FFAnalyst.com. And we got a really fun episode ahead of us here tonight. We are going to be comparing the 2019 draft class with the 2017 and 2018 draft class. I'm going to go ahead and get into that a little bit after I see how our guests are doing here tonight. So, Chris, Mike, how we feeling?
I'm doing good. Apparently, I made a list today, so hooray for me.
Is that the Ryan McDowell list?
Yeah. So glad for all the support everybody put in for me. I appreciate it. You made a list as well.
I think I did. Chris, you made the DFS one, correct?
I did.
And I made the NFL draft one, which is pretty fun. Pretty cool.
Dope.
Mike, how we doing tonight?
I'm doing great. And congrats to both of you guys. You guys are constantly putting in work, so it's well deserved.
Much appreciated. Mike, is it maybe we should take guesses. Is it over or under 7 degrees right now in Chicago?
Oh, it's way over. We've been hitting the 40s lately, so.
Ooh.
Warming up.
Okay.
Outside with some shorts on, so it's getting nice.
Okay. Eric, I don't care how you're doing. You're always here.
Well.
Listen. All right, we're gonna have a really fun episode here tonight. Here's what we're going to do. Each one of the four of us is going to draft a team of 10 guys, two quarterbacks, two running backs, two wide receivers, two tight ends, and two flex spots. We're going to go snake style, and we're doing it for fantasy football. We're building the best fantasy football roster, and we're comparing this at the end, boys, and I'm probably going to put this out on as a poll, because I actually want to see, I want our listeners to tell us who did the best here, so we're playing for keeps. All right, and here's the way it's going to work. You can draft any player from the 2017, 2018, or 2019 draft class. And Eric and Chris have to stop messing with the doc because it's really throwing me off. They're changing the names of every player on here. So I'm probably going to say something stupid at some point. But basically what we're trying to do here, we're trying to compare the fantasy football potential of the 2019 draft class to the two that we have seen previously that has been loaded with some all-star guys and some guys who have already been huge impact players for fantasy football. So now that we got the ground rules down and we got the tomfoolery set in place, we're going to have a pretty fun episode tonight. How we feeling, guys? Good. Ready to get it started? All right, so the draft order here, I have Chris starting, then Mike, then me, then Eric. And like I said, it's going to be snake style. Two quarterbacks, two running backs, two wide receivers, two tight ends, and two flex spots. So Chris, with the number one overall pick from the last three draft classes, who are you picking?
Mr. 101 himself, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon.
Because he has to go first. Has the highest value of pretty much anybody on this list. I mean, I know it's super flex and two tight ends, but I have a hard time envisioning him not going 101 in any format. So, enough said.
Are you scared at all with David Gettleman and Pat Schumer and whatever the heck New York is doing?
I am afraid for him, but before he dies on the side of the road, like a Ford truck, I'm going to make sure I get all the usage I can out of him, but I don't know. His quads might make it through the whole season alone because they're so large and they can carry him for miles and miles.
All right, Chris, more important question. Which one of Barkley's quads is your favorite, the left or the right?
The third one.
Good start. Oh, boy. All right. Mike, you're on the clock. And you can only use the nicknames that we put in the dog. You have to nickname every player, apparently.
All right. I'm gonna pick one that somehow does not have a nickname. Given that it is Superflex 2QB, I think Pat Mahomes in a startup, let alone this condensed version of a startup, he's the 102 behind Saquon, so I'll start the foundation of this squad with Patrick Mahomes with pretty much no questions about it.
All right, all right. So we got a running back and a quarterback off the board right away. It is a super flex format that does bring in, you know, guys like Baker with OBJ now in town, having that kind of cast with him. So we got, what do we got? One guy from the 2018 class and one guy from the 2017 class, right?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take another guy from the 2017 class, and that's got to be Christian McCaffrey. I think he showed last season how dynamic he could be running behind a terrible offensive line in Carolina. And oh, Pat Mahomes just got put in the dock as Kermit Mahomes. All right. CMC is going to be my guy here. That's probably not a good enough nickname, so I can't wait to see what Chris comes up with there for that one. But I think he's the most dynamic guy left on the board. And I usually wouldn't start a startup dynasty roster with a running back, but I think in this situation I have to go McCaffrey. So starting it off here, it's Quads Barkley, Kermit Mahomes, CMC, and whoever Eric takes at the turn right here.
You know, I had a couple people in mind, but now I just want to take the guy based off the nickname. So I am going to take Undertaker Mayfield here, just because that's probably the best nickname I could possibly come up with. And then I get another one. So
Undertaker Mayfield, what?
Matt doesn't watch wrestling.
I've been out of the loop of wrestling for quite a while, so
but you know who the Undertaker is.
Yeah.
Oh, is the Undertaker still wrestling?
Yep, still dead.
Dude, that dude was old when I watched in, like, middle school.
And he's still kicking.
That's wild.
And I need him to retire.
He truly is the Undertaker, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Got one thing to be down. This is where it gets really tough.
Take Hayden Hurst.
Take who?
Hayden Hurst.
What you just said? I will hang up on this call right now. Ugh. Hayden Hurst. Either Kamara or Juju. I'll take Kamara.
You said it so sad. You're like, oh, I guess I'll take Kamara.
Yeah, having that pick there.
Yeah.
All right. I see I'm still not ready to dig into the 2019 class right here. I am.
Nope.
I'm looking, and the only thing I will say I'm tempted to do, and I don't think I'm ready to do it just yet, is I kind of want to go up for one of these tight ends because they're so rare, but I don't think I'm quite ready to do that just yet.
Yeah, wait on it.
I'm going to stay in the 2017 draft class here. And I'm taking my man Deshaun Watson. He's a top five dynasty quarterback for me right now. And I think, you know, in time, I think Deshaun Watson could have a better long-term career than Pat Mahomes. I'm just saying it right now.
They need to start protecting him down there if that's going to happen.
Ooh. Eric, did you come up with that one yourself? United States of Kamarica?
No.
Oh, this is all Chris, isn't it?
No, that wasn't me.
Was that Mike?
That was not me.
Who wrote that?
But that's
somebody that wrote that
last year. You didn't see that nickname last year?
No, I did not see that.
I love that nickname.
Hold up.
My favorite one at all. Like, that just rolls right off the tongue.
All right, Deshaun Watson is my pick. So I have a quarterback and a running back so far, and Mike, you are up.
Yeah, I definitely think it's too early to get into the 2019 class right now. I'm going to go with a guy who looks like his opportunity has grown a ton from a recent trade. I'm going to go with Juju Smith-Schuster taking up that primary wide receiver one role in Pittsburgh.
Now, Mike, let me ask you here. Did his trade value go up, or is it going to be a problem that he now has to be the X in the offense, and that's not really his style?
I mean, from what I've seen so far, his trade value in dynasty formats has stayed the same or even elevated. And I was actually, I think I was listening to the Dynasty Blueprint with McDowell and Matt Williamson, who actually covers the Steelers. And he was talking about how halfway through the season, Juju actually started getting a lot of coverage just because there was no left bell. They weren't using their tight end. So this transition of, all right, Antonio Brown's not out of the now out of the loop. Juju, you're going to be getting the number one coverage. It's not going to be so drastic because he did start seeing some of that rolled over coverage his way the second half of the season. So I think it should be a pretty smooth transition, especially if they go out and get a wide receiver in the second or third round of the draft this year.
All right, all right. I like it. I like it. Chris, that brings us back to you at the turn here.
Speaking of smooth transitions, ooh, I am going to go with the man of smooth, Kenny G, a.k.a. Kenny Gala.
Ooh, ooh, really? This high?
I like Kenny. Ooh, if I can spill, I'm too excited to get him right here. I love him because, you know, he can, they're running him everywhere on the field. He's going to be, I think he's going to be hyper productive this year, another year under his belt. Out of this, out of all the classes, really, even though Stafford wasn't that great last year, he still succeeded. There still isn't anybody there that I think is going to just take market share away from him or target share away from him. I think he's going to have a chance to be, let me throw him in the top 10 receivers this year.
Wow. Yeah. Overall?
Danny Amendola went there.
Yikes. Yikes. All right.
Sit on the bench.
Before we go ahead and let Chris pick at the turn here to head into the third round, I want to remind our listeners to please go ahead and subscribe. We're bringing you NFL draft coverage all the way through April here, and then we're going to start getting you ready to build your dynasty and redraft rosters starting in May and taking you all the way through the summer and into the season. So please go ahead and hit subscribe. If you can, leave us that five-star review. Obviously, we try to mix in the entertainment here with the analysis, and this one in particular is a really fun episode. So before we move on here, I want to do a quick recap. All right, you know, in order, we have Quads Barkley, Kermit Mahomes, Christian McDonald's. You know, Chris, you know, CMC has not eaten a quarter pounder in his damn life. that man has a body that has not put a McDonald's french fry in it, and I cannot say the same about myself. All right, then we got Undertaker Mayfield with all the weapons in Cleveland. He has moved into a first-round pick. United States of Comarica. Deshaun Watson is what I came up with for him. Juju Smith-Schuster. Mike, you couldn't do anything with Juju Smith-Schuster.
I'm not the creative one in this bunch.
Mike doesn't write the headlines. All right, we'll put it that way.
I'm not a headline guy.
And then we got Kenny G. Alabay. So a little two-parter there. I like that. I like that. And I want to point out here, we've taken six players from the 2017 draft class, and we have only taken two from the 2018 class, and we have not touched the 2019 class yet. So we'll see if heading into round three here, we start getting into 2019. And Chris, I will let you now go ahead and make that pick.
I think I want to go ahead and go after a quarterback here. This quarterback is going to be the greatest of all time. I'm just kidding. He's not really going to be. I think I'm going to go with Josh Allen. And here's why.
What? What? Oh, no, 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 no. You don't got to say why, Chris. I already know why. You're making the all legs team. Between Quads Barkley and Josh Allen, man. This is the all legs team.
And speaking of all legs, he was up there when it came to, I can't make a name for that. It's such a boring name. I'll have to figure something out for him. He was great when it came to getting back towards the end of the season. He was getting really good as far as rushing the ball. Obviously, you don't want your quarterback doing that too much, but he's a big body. He can take it. I'm not down on him as everybody is. I like that he can get the ball down the field. He has Smokey Brown down there now, John Brown. Yes, he's not, you know, Mr. Superstar, but I think these weapons are only going to get better for him. I think they're still going to draft a weapon for him. I don't know. I like his stock. I have Josh Allen in a lot of places on dynasty rosters. And I'm just going to sit back and wait and soak in that rushing and passing yardage for years to come.
All right, Mike, that brings us to you here. But how are you going to follow up Josh Allen in the third round?
I don't know. That's going to be tough. But I think I'm gonna go with Dalvin Cook here, a guy who really started to produce once DeFilippo got out of town. And I think it's become, I think we've said it enough that it's going to become true that Minnesota has to take an offensive lineman at 18 this year, and they have to improve that offensive line. So I think all that's going to do is help improve Cook's stock, and as long as he can stay healthy, he's shown that he can be dangerous on that field.
All right. I like that. All right. Who am I gonna pick here? I want to look at tight end. Remember, this is a tight end premium league, and I am gonna go. I'm gonna go with OJ Howard. I like OJ. I feel like we say this every season, but I feel like he's ready for his breakout. You know, it takes tight ends a couple of years, and so if I'm drafting a tight end right now that I want on my dynasty roster, Howard's kind of done his time right in the Bruce Arians offense. I feel like it finally might be the right combination, the right time here for OJ Howard to break out. So I like it. OJ is okay.
Okay.
All right. Eric?
I am going to follow in your footsteps, take a tight end, and I'm going to get George Kittle.
Oh, crap.
You didn't see him, did you?
No, I didn't see him. Oh, man. Hold on. Can I go back?
No, you cannot go back.
Oh, good, because I like OJ Howard more anyways.
So, I'll take George Kittle there. OJ Howard's a fine pick, by the way. Come on.
Well, I still feel like I messed that one up a Kittle bit.
Howard will be fine. And after that, do I get really ballsy here and double up on tight end or not?
Nah.
No, probably not. Nope. Not gonna happen. Since there's so many wide receivers, I am going to finish off quarterbacks and take Lamar Jackson.
Finish up quarterbacks on your own team.
Yeah, right. I have no snazzy nickname for Lamar Jackson. None whatsoever.
He's snazzy enough himself, man. He doesn't need a nickname for help.
Action Jackson, I guess. That's stupid.
All right. Well, you tried. Let's see. I'm gonna work through my mind, my thinking here, because who knows? Maybe there's somebody else I'm missing again. Joe Mixon is still on the board, people. I just want to point that out. He is trash, but I just felt like people might want to know that. David Njoku, Evan Ingram, who may have an elevated role in New York now that OBJ's gone. Darius Geis is still on the board. Nick Chubb, Calvin Ridley. I don't know how this guy has fallen this far. Hayden Hurst is still on the board. Or do I want to dig into the 2019 draft class? I don't have a wide receiver yet, and I'm gonna go big with my team. I want some ceiling. He's not my wide receiver one, but I want to take him right now because I want to have some fun with this. DK Metcalf. And yes, I took him from Chris, so he couldn't have another leg-related player.
Oh, I can find one.
All right, so I'll take DK. First 2019 player off the board. Does it surprise you it took us four into the fourth round to do that, or is that how you all would fairly evaluate the 2019 class?
Until we get landing spots, I think that's how it's going to be, at least for us, I think, because you really can't put them against people who've already been proven in there and their systems and depth charts and things like that.
I agree.
Yeah, that feels about just right.
All right, Mike, that brings us to you. So far, Mike's team is looking like Kermit Mahomes, Juju on that beat, and too many Dalvin Cooks. Please tell me you guys get the too many Cooks reference. No? Oh, YouTube it. Everybody do yourself a favor and YouTube too many Cooks and make sure you watch the whole video.
Will do. I'm going to end the slide of Joe Mixon.
That's okay. You don't got to do that.
It's time. Like, now that Marvin Lewis is gone, Hugh Jackson's gone, you got a whole new staff in there, and Joe Mixon's got another year under his belt. I think it's time for the Joe Mixon breakout to happen.
Lots of running backs going off the board early, which I don't think is normally a trend you would see in dynasty leagues, but I think it talks to the talent over the last couple classes.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Are you gonna? What are you gonna do with this roster, man? You got Barkley, Kenny G, and Josh Allen. I want to know what in the world you're gonna do with this roster right now.
Be a world beater. That's what I'm gonna be. Let's see who we got. I'm gonna go ahead and get my guy. Before Fant was Fant, there was a guy named Mike Gesicki, the sickest of them all. And I'm going to go for him. He, just like Fant and everybody was gushing over in his combine scores, it was the same for Gesicki. He's super, super athletic, basically a tight end wide receiver. What hurt him, which hurts most offense-only tight ends, is that he wasn't as well-versed in blocking as some of the other ones, so he's had to take some time to learn. Obviously, again, it's going to be repeated a lot. Tight ends take a lot longer to come online. Especially if they're not the main option. So I'm looking forward again for the future when he blows up the spot and he gets a good quarterback from that 2020 draft.
Oh, he's got Ryan Fitzmagic throwing him the ball. I thought that's why you were doing it, man. And I know what his nickname is, Magic Mike. Magic Mike with Fitzmagic, man. That's the 1-2 combo now in Miami.
Well, that's the good bonus there. But I love that kid. I have him everywhere.
All right. Well, you're going back-to-back, Chris. So, by the way, picking Gesicki over Najoku, over Evan Ingram, over Noah Fant, over TJ Hockenson, that's a bold move.
It's only bold when you're going to pick one of those guys behind that anyway. Another guy who's going to have some big old target share, even though Golden Tate is there, is Evan Ingram. Another tight end somebody a lot of people are down on. Like I've said before, unless you're one of those options, which I believe he will be, he's going to have a chance to have a lot of targets go his way. OBJ's gone. We just got him, Shepard, Tate, and obviously Saquads is going to get his catches as well, but Evan Ingram, I think, is going to be another one of those top tight ends. Again, we got to remember, until this rookie class coming in, grows into their positions, I think it's going to be a wasteland for a while, so it's better to get those guys who are proven and have high ceiling before some of the guys you haven't even got a landing spot yet. So I'm cool with these two.
All right, Mike, before you make this pick, just tell me, did you consider Kalen Ballage?
At this point, no.
He looked at me.
I love Kalen, but...
Mike looked at me like, wait, is he serious? I can't tell.
I thought you were talking to Chris at first, but no. I love Kalen Ballage. I have him on about every one of my rosters, and I'm just praying that the new coaching staff utilizes him.
All right. Who are you taking instead of Kalen Ballage then?
I'm gonna take what, for me, is the last quarterback in this kind of tier before there's a steep drop-off. And I'm going to get my boy that I have on probably 80% of my dynasty rosters, and I'm going to go get Mitch Trubisky. Kid was... Regardless if he can be accurate as a passer or not, that's to be seen. But he's shown that he can put up the fantasy production to be a top 12 quarterback when he's playing 16 games. So another year under Matt Nagy. Hope that production continues to improve, and looks like we've got a nice bottom low end tier QB1 on our hands here.
And Mike, by the way, has a great name for his fantasy teams where he's got Trubisky.
Trubiscuits and gravy.
Trubiscuits and gravy.
That's about as creative as creative as I can get.
It's a good ode to the South. I'm sure our South Carolina man appreciates that.
I do.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead here. I'm hanging with the 2019 class because y'all ain't giving it any love here. I want Noah Fant, man. I think looking into the future, 3 to 5 years, man, Noah Fant could be the best tight end out of any of the guys on this group here. He certainly has that upside and ability. So I'm gonna go with Noah Fant here.
No
doubt. All right. I am going to go to 2018 here. I'm going to take the best running back in the draft, playoff legend, if you will, Sony Michel.
Royce Freeman. Oh, Sony Michel. Okay.
Right. He didn't make it. Just, you know, the greatest running back of all time, in my opinion.
Yikes. In your unbiased opinion.
I mean, yikes. There's no bias behind that at all.
None at all. I can't think of one bias.
Nothing.
All right. Well, Eric, before we jump into the next round here, I want to quickly, let's go through, because that's five rounds, so that's the halfway point. Let's evaluate our squads a little bit here. So, Eric, I'll start with your team. You got Undertaker Mayfield, the United States of Kamarica, Kittles and Bits, Javaris and Lamar.
What the heck?
It's Sony Dome PlayStation. That was a fantastic Key and Peele reference.
I remembered it. I'm like, oh god, what's that name?
Well, let me ask you, how you feeling about your team so far? It looks like you have your two quarterbacks, you got a tight end there, and you got two running backs. It looks like you're hanging out primarily in the 2017 class with a little Kamara and Kittle sprinkled in there.
Yeah, I'm waiting on the wide receivers, and I can already tell you right now, they're likely coming from 2019, because I love that class, so I'll stick with that.
Okay, I'm down with that. Mike, you got Kermit Mahomes, Juju on that beat, too many Dalvin Cooks, Joe Mix-a-Lot, and Trubiscuits and Gravy. How you feeling about your squad so far?
I am ecstatic. Love my quarterback outlook. I have two what looks to be workhorse running backs. Got Juju to fill that wide receiver one and fill in the rest as we go. So I'm really happy with the foundation so far.
All right, and Chris, building the Frankenstein of teams here. You got Quads Barkley, Kenny G. Alabe, the downfall of Tyrod, aka Shorts McGee, aka the invincible arm, Josh Allen, Mike Gesicki with it. An Easy E. I forgot. Who's Easy E? I already forgot. Is that Eric Ebron?
Oh, no.
You can't take him again. I know he's not in this draft class, even though you love him.
Love him with everything in me. I love this team. These are going to be the guys who are on all of my rosters outside of Saquon Barkley, because I was not going to pay that much in any draft I was in. But I love it. I'm legit feel like I could win with this roster so far. Again, this is how most of my roster construction goes. And I'm loving it so far. I'm getting everybody I wanted.
Chris, you're really doing the legwork.
The legwork.
Oh, yikes. All right. And I have I have Christian McDonald's. I disagree with that name. Deshaun Watson. Okay, OJ, DK, calf over quads, and Noah Fanta, I wanta. I'm feeling pretty.
You worked on me for using that nickname with him.
Ooh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I don't know.
On a past pod, you said no. Noah Fanta does not work. Come on.
I plead the fifth. Anyways,
I have the tables have tabled.
How the turns have tabled. All right, but I'm liking this roster construction because I'm addressing the tight end premium. I got OJ Howard and Noah Fant in a position that's pretty scarce right now in the NFL. So I feel good about it. And Deshaun Watson and CMC DK. I mean, I feel like my ceiling is very high.
Through the roof.
Through the roof. All right, Eric. With that being said, I'll let you go ahead and start us off on the sixth round here.
All right. So no wide receiver yet. Still need another tight end. Yeah, I'm not going to miss out on my guy here. I'm going to take Hawk. It's the first into the 2019 class. I love Hawkinson. So I will throw him on the team. Oh, well, I got to come up with a nickname for him.
I'm sure you won't have too much trouble with that one. All right. So our third guy from the 2019 draft class, they're finally starting to catch up a little bit here with 2018, but it looks like 2017 is still far and away the favorites here. All right, that brings it up to me here. I'm gonna dip into the 2018 class. I'm gonna get myself a second quarterback, and it's a guy who he's getting a few more pieces this offseason to help develop his offense. I think he's going to take a big leap forward this year. I'm gonna go Sam Darnold with my second pick here. So I will take the high upside of Deshaun Watson with a little bit more safety of Sam Darnold. All right, Mike, that brings us to you.
I'm going to take my first dip in the 2019 class. Get the guy who as I keep watching more and more film on him, he surpassed DK to become my wide receiver one, and it's N'Keal Harry. He's just so, so good at football. He's quick, he's elusive, and he's gonna be great.
I saw a mock draft today that didn't have a wide receiver coming off the board till 26. And it was the Colts with Harry. Or actually, no, it was Metcalf going off at 26. Yeah, if the wide receivers fall that far, I will cry tears of joy.
I don't think they'll fall that far, but I think DK is going in the top 10, if not top 15. But I wouldn't be surprised if only two guys go off the board in the first round. The depth is just there.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
And I feel like what NFL teams did, they got a lot of holdover guys, right? So they signed a lot of wide receivers that are just good enough so that you don't feel you have to draft one in the first round.
Yeah, come on.
All right, Chris.
It's a bunch of guys, like, when you look at the Colts, if you have the chance to draft N'Keal Harry, you're not going to. You're going to have Devin Funchess be your primary outside guy. Well, I think teams will start realizing that the talent's here and get it while you can.
I think so. I think that makes sense. You don't pass over good players for great players.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, you're up.
So the first person I'm going to choose, I'm coming from the 2018 draft here twice.
All right, Ronald Jones, check, and Rashad Penny, check. Okay, moving on.
I am going for Bo Scarborough and Drake London. What I'm going for is the one that a lot of people forgot about. Once Saquon came in and wrecked the league, but
Wayne Gallman.
In one of my keeper leagues is Mr. Darius. Wait for it. Geis, baby.
Ooh.
Running back. I think he's going to be fantastic. No longer, I don't think ACLs, at least that first one, I don't think they're scary anymore because the medicine has just gone so far that guys are coming back bigger and better than ever. And, you know, his teammate was somebody who's come back from many of injuries in AP. So I love this pick. I'm going to take him.
Remember that time AP at like 65 years old got paid with a 2-year contract? Because that's what just happened. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I don't see how he's still trucking, but he still looks like a brick with eyes. So I would pay him too. And then my next pick, I'm gonna have to think on this name for a little bit, but he is the wide receiver 2, even though he's technically a wide receiver 1, but Christian McDonald is the one there. Let's be real about that. But I'm going to go DJ Moore. I like his upside. I saw a lot. There was a lot of – he almost reminds me of the Riley Ridley of this year. A lot of people were really torn on DJ last year as far as his receiving ability, his capability of possibly being a one in an offense. But I think I've seen enough from him last year to take him as my 2, especially in this draft. And I think – like I said, I think I see a lot of guys in here that I could still get that are going to fall because I'm higher on some wide receivers from the 19 draft than others. And I don't know. I like this pick right here.
All right. Mike, it's coming around to you, man. What do you got for us?
I don't necessarily love this pick, but before I have to dip into the tight end pool before we get to the bare bones, so I'm going to go with David Njoku. Mainly for the touchdown upside in that offense. I'm not sure that his role in between the 20s necessarily increases just because of the sheer volume of weapons they have now. But that team's going to be scoring points. So Njoku is a candidate to get 10-plus touchdowns this year if that offense produces the way we think it's going to.
I think we can all agree he's not a joke.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Come on.
Tough crowd. Yikes. Oh, man. All right. Here we go. I'm going to take the man who was slandered in the Excel sheet. Do I have to say it the way you wrote it? I'm taking LeBum Fournette with my next pick here. Absolute slander. Listen, man, I want to talk about this. We need to talk about this because what has been happening in the Fanalyst Dynasty Staff League has been out of control.
Dropkick them.
And Leonard Fournette has been tossed around like a hot potato the last 3 days in the Fanalyst Staff Dynasty League. I tweeted about this, but I just need to tell you, he has been traded 3 times in 3 days, the third of which resulted in him being on my roster, and he's going to stay put. All right, so here's what happened. So first, Leonard Fournette got traded with a 19 second round pick for Chris Godwin and a 19 third round pick. And Chris, I believe that was you trading Fournette, correct?
No, I gave away Fournette and got him off my roster.
Right, you got rid of Fournette, and you got back Godwin and a 19 third. And then, and then Jason, who got Fournette in that trade, then traded Fournette and his third round pick for Jarvis Landry and a second round pick to Mark. And then Mark then in turn traded me Leonard Fournette for Philip Lindsay, a 19 second and a 20 second. And you know what? I'm totally okay with this. We were drafting Leonard Fournette as a first round pick last season. And I get it. He disappointed me. He burned my Scott Fishbowl roster. I should want nothing to do with this guy. But for Philip Lindsay, who I picked up off of waiver wires, and 2 second round picks, I'm willing to roll the dice on Leonard Fournette.
He has no ankle.
Missed 11 games in 2 years. I mean, he's on the field. He's filthy, but he's never on the field. That's the problem.
Well, I'm still taking him because I still think his upside is there. So,
I agree.
Like a dump truck with flat tires.
LeBum the dump truck Fournette. Flat tire Fournette. Oh boy. Yikes. This is rough.
What my man's do to you guys?
Leonard Fournette.
Ruined my roster.
Friend of the pod. No longer.
Fair enough.
All right. Eric, you're at the turn here. What do you got for us?
Let's see. I want a good receiver, so I'm not going to take Corey Davis. I will take the guy that I know nothing about, and I'm going to take Kelvin Harmon.
What do you mean you know nothing about him?
A wide receiver from the 2019 class.
Are you not my friend?
101? You mean?
I dream of Kelvin Harmon.
I do love Kelvin Harmon. And DJ Moore already taken, right?
Yep.
All right. John Ross.
Nope, I'm gonna take my little Cooper Kupp.
What? What draft class is he in? Wow, I missed that.
I'm a little worried about my little Cooper Kupp because he never stays healthy, but when he does stay healthy, boom. Magic.
I don't know how I feel about that name. All right, that brings it back to me here. Some very good choices here, like Samaje Perine, Jeremy McNot worth a nickel. Oh man, y'all messed up big time.
Uh-oh.
From the 2017 draft class, James Conner.
Oh, crap. I was going to wait on him, but you found him.
What were you waiting for? That is a score. Wow. What a win. James Rat Tail Conner. Didn't he have that little, like, rat tail thing in his hair last year?
Like, what do you call those things that, like, Billy Ray Cyrus has and, like, What the heck is that haircut called? A mullet.
A mullet, but it wasn't a mullet because it was just a little bit.
I don't know what that was, but I'm glad he got rid of it.
A rat mullet, I guess. I don't know. A possum.
A bad haircut.
A possum. Well, the thing is, he looks so tough. I'm like, dude, just shave that, and I'd be scared to even make eye contact with you.
Yeah, he's a solid dude.
All right. Mike, that brings it back to you here.
So I'm gonna double up on the Browns offense, and I'm gonna take Nick Chubb with kind of that same underlining principle of the offense is gonna get better, so that can only mean more volume and more opportunities for Chubb, especially now that he really doesn't have to worry about fighting for carries. It's considering Duke Johnson seems like he's out of the picture for the most part, and Kareem Hunt's got an 8-game suspension, so take those 8 games of him just being the total workhorse.
Well, let's talk about that, because Kareem Hunt is also eligible in this draft, right? He's from the 2017 class, and I don't think we've even talked about him. So, I mean, how would you compare Nick Chubb's value with Kareem Hunt moving forward? And because I think before the whole Kareem Hunt situation, Nick Chubb probably would have went easily in the first 5 rounds, right?
Oh, yeah. He was getting close to being a first-round startup pick. I mean, obviously, adding Kareem Hunt, who is an extreme talent, to that backfield is going to hurt his value. But just right now, you've got 8 weeks to figure it out. You got 8 weeks to see what he can do. And if he's rolling like we all think he's going to, I find it hard to believe that they're just going to take the ball away from Nick Chubb and say, here you go, Kareem, take us to the playoffs. If Nick Chubb's doing what we think he can do, he's going to remain the workhorse. And they'll try to maybe pull what they did with Carlos Hyde and trade him for an extra pick right before the deadline. But I think if Nick Chubb produces like we think he can, his role will be safe.
All right. Chris, I'll let you go ahead and pick right here before I keep us updated with a recap.
Again, I'm going to have to figure out a name for him, but I think I might have one coming. But I'm going to take my first dive into the 2019 draft and take a quarterback. No, it's not the garbage man Haskins. It is the roadrunner, I believe, Kyler Murray from Oklahoma.
All right. First quarterback off the board from the 19 class.
He is a speedy little fireball. I'm very, very interested to see where he actually ends up. You watch it, like, he's not going to get a whole lot of the same runs he got, you know, while down in Oklahoma, but he is, I don't know, I think Skip Bayless said it's like his feet just don't look like they're moving, like they're like cartoon feet, like he's so fast that it's just ridiculous, and he has in one of those arms I like to call like effortless arms that he just can just absolutely lob it out there, and I don't know, there's just something to say about Kyler Murray in this draft, even though everybody thinks, you know, he's gonna suffer because of his height, but he's not that much shorter than Russ and Drew Brees, like we all hear. I think he's got that. It's just gonna depend on the system he gets in and the weapons that he has around him.
All right. So with Chris's 8th round pick in, we all now have 8 picks. So we're almost to full roster here. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go through the rosters just to keep our listeners updated here, making sure they're hearing what we're seeing. And then I'm going to make each of you go around and tell me your favorite team that's not yours. All right? Sound good? All right.
Sounds good.
So we'll start with Chris's team. Remember, he's got Quads Barkley leading the pack here. Kenny G. Alabe. The downfall of Tyrod, a.k.a. Josh Allen. Mike gets sicky with it. Easy E. Darius Geis, baby. DJ Moore to love. And Roadrunner Murray. So he's got a fairly balanced approach there. Interesting quarterbacks with Josh Allen and Murray. He's going for the rushing yards at quarterback. All right, and then Mike has Kermit Mahomes, Juju on that beat. Too many Dalvin Cooks. Joe Mixalot, Drew Biscuits and Gravy. N'Keal Harry, really, Mike? David Njoku. And then all Mike did with Nick Chubb was just take away one of the B's on his name, so he's got one B. Mike, what you doing, man?
That kind of works.
He had to trim some of the Chubb, so he just, you know, he had to cut weight. Okay, anyways. All right, and then I got Christian McDonald's. Deshaun Watson. Okay, OJ, DK calf over quads, Metcalf, Noah Fanta, I wanta, babyface Sam Darnold, LFU haters, that's Leonard Fournette, and James Conner, it's pronounced with a soft J, James Conner. All right. And it's just like yogging. All right. And Eric has Undertaker Mayfield, United States of Kamarica, Kittles and Bits, Javaris Jamar, Javaris and Lamar. Did I get the voice down? Sony Don't PlayStation, TJ Hockaloogie, Kelvin Money, and My Little Cooper Cup. So we'll go around here. Eric, if you got to pick one team that you like best that's not yours, what is it?
I'm infatuated with Pat Mahomes, man. Like, I'm sitting here at four. I'm like, any chance he falls to me? Like, I'm going to take the Dynasty QB1 Pat Mahomes here. I'm like, it's just once I would like Pat Mahomes to fall to me. I'm going to be getting into a lot of arguments with people who are saying he's going to regress to, like, 4,300 yards. Like, people are throwing out some outlandish stuff. So, because of Pat Mahomes, I'll go with Mike's.
All right, one vote, Mike. Chris, who would you vote for?
Purely on the names, I would take Eric's. I think he wins it by a landslide. But I don't know. I still have to take his team. I like Baker. I don't like Lamar. I don't like him as a quarterback, and I'm a Steeler, so I don't like the Ravens anyway. I don't know. I like his team overall, though. He's got a great tight end. He's got some great receivers, and I don't know. I just like his team a lot.
All right. One vote for Chris, one vote for Eric. Mike, who do you vote for? No pressure, but I haven't gotten any votes yet, and I have feelings, too.
Now, I'm really liking the upside of your team.
Thank you.
If Deshaun Watson's going to be a top five QB, Sam Darnold puts together, then you got CMC, and if Fournette stays healthy, you got DK, OJ, Noah Fowler, and James Conner. There's just a ton of upside there, and that's usually how I approach Dynasty. I'm all about the upside. So I definitely have to go with yours.
Oh, boy. That makes me the tiebreaker pick. And if I'm being objective, I would also pick my team. So it looks like I am in the lead. All right. And I want to point out here that we've taken six guys from the 2019 class. We have taken 10 from the 2018 class, and the majority of them, 14 have come from the 2017 class. So as we're heading into this, I think we might dig a little bit more into 2019, but right now 17's got the lead. So with that being said, Chris, I'll let you start the home stretch here.
And with the home stretch, I'm going with my other guy from the same team. Is Mike get sticky with it? And I'm going Kalen Ballage.
Oh my gosh, he did it! He did it!
I'm glad he dropped to me because it was gonna be him or Connor because I thought you guys would forget about him, but I guess not.
I want to see the face of Steelers fans right now that are listening to Chris mention Ballage and Connor in the same sentence. And I love Kalen Ballage. Don't get me wrong.
I want to see Arizona fans when they see me mentioning a Sun Devil. That's even worse, but I have to. I love his game. I think he's built to be more of that running back for the future for them. He's a bigger back. He's a bruiser, but he's got some moves to him. He's not just a one-cut back. And other than that, I have a ridiculous amount of love for him. And I don't for somebody not being a Dolphin fan, I love some Dolphins here. So.
Yeah, two Dolphins on one fantasy football roster.
That's scary.
That's a bold move. That's a real bold move. Who are you picking next? All right, Mike, it's up to you.
So I've got one more tight end position I need to fill. So I'm going to go with that before he gets taken up.
Hayden Hurst, smart move.
I'm gonna go with the upside in Irv Smith. With that athleticism, probably next, besides Noah Fant, he's probably got the best chance of putting up a Evan Ingram-like rookie season, of being able to just be that main passing threat and work from the slot, work from in line, and be able to produce pretty heavily his rookie year.
I like that pick. I like that pick. You know, I'm a big Irv Smith fan.
Yes, sir.
All right. That brings us to me. All right. I am severely lacking at wide receiver, which is really weird because that's like whenever I'm building a dynasty roster, I try to build wide receivers first. So I think I just got a little distracted with CMC early here. I'm really looking at three guys: Corey Davis, Mike Williams. I'm looking at four guys: Calvin Ridley, or do I go to the 2019 class and get Hakeem Butler, who I love? All of these guys come with upside and definitely come with some risk. I really think Calvin Ridley's going to plateau. Like, I think he'll be good. I just don't think, you know, he doesn't have the upside I'm looking for on my team. I'm going to go with Mike Williams here. I like Mike Williams. I think that, you know, having Phillip Rivers is going to do well for him. Having Tyrell Williams out of town, it's going to do well for him. We've seen some flashes, and I want to see Mike Williams go all in. So I'm going to take him on my team.
All right. I got two final picks here, and the guys up for consideration are Kerryon Johnson, Rodney Anderson. Who else we got over here? Well, I would debate Kareem Hunt, but 8 games too much for me. Philip Lindsay.
John Kelly.
Like 7 other wide receivers from the 2019 class.
John Kelly.
Not John Kelly, unfortunately.
John Kelly.
I'm going to go John Kelly.
Nice!
I will take... Ah, man, the fact that Kerryon didn't make it to the season really pisses me off. Because I think he's the best running back left. But I'll go Philip Lindsay. I'm not going to doubt the guy.
Oh, interesting.
Lightning in a bottle.
And I'm just going to roll the dice here. Man, I'm going to take your guy, Rodney Anderson.
John Kelly. Oh, you sniped me.
I really like Rodney Anderson.
Oh, man. I got played.
The roll there.
Oh, man. I got absolutely played right there. I thought that was a safe pick. All right. Well, let's see. Let's see what I can do here now that I just got played. Hakeem Butler is an option. Calvin Ridley is still an option. Oh, man. Kerryon's a very legitimate option. Chris Godwin is an option. His stock is definitely going up here, and I think Chris might want him because he just traded Leonard Fournette for him. just throwing that out there. All right, well, here, I'll be strategic with my pick, and I'll explain it. So I am going to take Chris Godwin. And I'm going to take Chris Godwin, one, because I think his situation definitely improved in a Bruce Arians offense, and with Adam Humphries out of town and DeSean Jackson out of town, there's a lot of opportunity there for Chris Godwin, even if the trash of the trash quarterbacks himself, Jameis Winston, is throwing him the ball. But when I build a roster, I like a lot of depth at the wide receiver position because I like to be able to rotate in and out, and I also like to be able to rotate when I fill a position last. I try to make up for that by getting more depth at that position. So I'm going to go ahead and take Chris Godwin, and hopefully it'll help me cover my butt for not being active with wide receivers early. All right, but that will bring us to Mike closing in on his last pick here.
I really want to go with Kerryon, but that Detroit offense, I just don't know if they're going to be able to take that next step up this year. And Kerryon, if he can stay healthy, that was a concern coming into the NFL, and then it played out that he did end up getting hurt. So I'm going to go with the actual RB1 from the 2019 class and go with David Montgomery.
Ooh.
That's a funny way to spell trowel. Wow.
Interesting. All right, Chris, a lot of pressure here. The last pick. You got the first pick and the last pick.
Yeah, it's not pressure for me because I still get some size and some ginormous activity on my roster.
Let's find a leg-related player for Chris here.
I'm going with the dream shake himself, Hakeem Butler.
I love it.
Another one I fell in love with. He's up there. Unfortunately, Kelvin Harmony is gone. So I'm going to go with Hakeem the Dream because he is vicious. Like, if out of anybody in this whole 2019 draft, he is the best with his hands. Like, he's so deceptive. Like, I had to slow down a play one time and zoom in just to see him yank somebody that the rest didn't even see. And he's just, like, it's so deceptive getting himself some separation. And I just love this kid. He's just got to fine-tune his catching. You know, he has issues with some drops, but I have a pet issue with people with drops. So he fits the mold right there along with Ebron. I think he has a chance to be dynamic for somebody his size and athletic ability. He's going to be a good one, and I'm glad to have him with my last pick.
All right. Let's recap the draft classes and who got picked from who. So it looked like 2017 was the most popular. They had Fournette, McCaffrey, Davis, Mixon, Cook, Mike Williams, O.J. Howard, Kamara, Najoku, Smith-Schuster, Ingram, Kupp, Mahomes, Trubisky, Watson, Godwin, Galladay, Connor, and Kittle. Some noticeable guys who weren't picked from that draft class. Tariq Cohen did not go off the board. Marlon Mack, Chris Carson, and then Kareem Hunt would have been the biggest name to not go off the board, and John Ross. Does that all sound right for you all?
Yeah.
Well.
All right, then we move on to the 2018 class. They had Barkley, Michelle, Geis, Moore, Chubb, Mayfield, Gesicki, Kalen Ballage, Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen go off the board, and Philip Lindsay. A few people here that I would point out that may have been worth sneaking on some rosters here. Kiki Coutee, Hayden Hurst did not go. Josh Rosen didn't go. Dante Pettis, James Washington, Christian Kirk, Anthony Miller, Cortland Sutton, Calvin Ridley. Kerryon Johnson didn't go. That's pretty surprising to me. I feel like we probably should have found a way to get Kerryon Johnson on a roster. And Royce Freeman didn't go either. The disappointment to all of us. Any surprises there for you all? Of course, Rashad Penny and Ronald Jones didn't make rosters either.
This is not a surprise, but how annoying is it that Dallas Goedert's just wasting away in Philly? It
sucks.
Yeah.
He's like so good, and he's just sitting behind Zach Ertz. Like, it's Philly, just to spite Dallas, you can go screw yourselves for that pick. I hate that. He would be literally our tight end one right now if he was in Dallas. It just bothers me so much.
I feel for you.
All right. And then 2019 draft class did still have the least, although it made a little bit of a run towards the end. N'Keal Harry, David Montgomery, DK Metcalf, Calvin Harmon, Rodney Anderson, Noah Font, TJ Hawkinson, Irv Smith Jr., and Kyler Murray. So I would point out the noticeable, and Hakeem Butler. I'd point out the noticeables, but it's most of the class that didn't go. So overall, I think you all brought up a good point there that we don't know the landing spots yet of the 2019 wide receiver, so that might be holding us back a little bit. Is it just time proves like you just the 2017 class had more guys go because we've seen them ball out? Is that why, or do you think legitimately the 2017 and 2018 classes have more talent than the 2019 class?
It might be a little bit of both, I think. I mean, it's like wine. It has to age a little bit. You have to grow up with it. And, they're the veterans. I mean, that's by trade. It's going to happen. I think it's just the time is going to be the biggest thing. I don't necessarily think it's talent.
It's easy to make a sure thing over rolling the dice. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I think that 2018 class has some nice names with it that we expect to take those next steps with Sutton, Anthony Miller, Kerryon. But again, 2017 has proven it.
All right. So we're going to put the poll out here. We want to hear from the listeners. Or you could leave a 5-star rating with your favorite team if you want to do that. That would be fantastic as well. Shameless suggestion there. Or you could tweet us at FF Analyst Pod. I'm at the FF Educator. If you just want to go ahead and FF _ Educator, if you want to go ahead and skip a step and just at me directly for having the best team. Eric is at the FF _ Taters. Chris is the FF Vigilante. No underscores.
No underscores.
No underscores. And then Mike is FF _ Mike C.
The FF underscore Mike C.
Not just any FF underscore Mike C. He is the FF underscore Mike C. All right. And so you can go ahead and let us know. Show us a little bit of love with our teams here. But I'll go through them one more time. Chris had the first pick. He took Quads Barkley. Then Kenny G. Alabe. The downfall of Tyrod, a.k.a. Josh Allen. Mike Getsicki with it. Easy E. Evan Ingram. Darius Geis, Geis Baby. DJ More to Love. Roadrunner Murray. Kalen's... Kalen's Balls Age. And Hakeem the Dream Butler. Yikes. Mike had Kermit Mahomes. Juju on that beat. Too many Dalvin Cooks. Joe Mix-a-Lot. True Biscuits and Gravy. Still nothing for N'Keal Harry, huh? Couldn't do anything with that.
I wish I had Chris creativeness. I wish I did.
David Njoku. Nick Chubb with one B still. Swerve Smith. That was a good one for Herb Smith. I feel like Chris wrote it and not Mike. That was you. All right. And David Montgomery. Yep. Okay. Leave it at that. All right. And then I had Christian McDonald's. Deshaun Watson. Okay. OJ. DK Caps over Quads. Noah Fanta. I Wanta. Babyface Sammy Darnold. LFU Haters. James Connor. Mike Will I Ams. Chris God. All I Do Is Win. And then Eric has Undertaker Mayfield. United States of Kamarica. Kittles and Bits. Jafaris. Jamar. Jafaris and Lamar. Sony Don't PlayStation, TJ Hockaloogie, Kelvin Har Money, My Little Cooper Cup, Just Lindsay. All you did was erase his first name, Eric.
Just Lindsay.
The running back formerly known as Philip Lindsay.
He's now just Lindsay.
And Yadni Anderson, parentheses, yes. All right.
I have a game for us before we go off here.
Okay.
I want you all to look at who didn't get drafted from the 2019 class, all right? From that, those players on the board right now, we'll go through each one of you. If you had to pick one player this time next year to say, wow, he didn't get drafted, that's insane, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good one.
Chris, we'll start with you. Wow, he didn't get drafted out of all of them. I'm going to go with my guy, the real Roadrunner, Paris Campbell. Like I said before on a past podcast and things like that, he's got that technique that just reminds me so much of Antonio Brown. And he works, he's got speed. I mean, he's just got the whole package, and I don't think a lot of people are seeing it. But I think once he gets into the right system outside of maybe Baltimore, he's going to succeed and thrive, and people are going to be eating him up. I'm going to have him on all my teams.
Paris Campbell. Mike, what about you?
I'm going to go with A.J. Brown. I think he's got a phenomenal skill set that's going to translate to the NFL extremely well. And he's going to be a guy that steps in right away. He can play in slot. He can even transition outside a little bit if he needs to. But his explosiveness after the catch is going to be a game changer. So he could be one that skyrockets up the board.
Absolutely agree. Matt, what about you?
I'm going to go with, first off, those are both good ones. But I'm going to dig a little bit deeper here. I'm going to go Justice Hill. I really think Justice Hill is going to slot into a really effective PPR type role. I think he's going to have really good upside. And I think he's going to have some games where he goes, you know, well over 100 yards. And we're kind of looking at it like, how did I miss that?
All right. For me, Deebo Samuel. I'll finish off the freakish wide receivers who are just way too good to be true. The more I've watched about Deebo, just the more I'm just convinced he's going to absolutely kill it at the NFL level. I like that little game.
That's a good one. I also want an honorable mention to Miles Sanders. I think it'll take him a little bit more time, but I think he's going to be a really good NFL running back.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is, an NFL running back.
I know. Also being a two tight end league, Jace Sternberger.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like he has the chops to be mentioned amongst the top three.
He's going to be good.
Yes, he is.
He is my love.
I think not worth somebody who we very intentionally didn't talk about because he had a absolutely garbage pro day is Josh Jacobs, man. He's fallen. Josh Jacobs is free falling right now.
Yeah, I just don't see it with him. I still don't.
He looked slow in that pro day. And it's a pro day. You're supposed to look good.
Yeah, agent didn't help him out at all.
One more honorable mention to Emmanuel Hall. He's either going to be big time or just a bust. You know what I mean? Like, but I ranked him high off tape, and I think Emmanuel Hall has the ability to be, you know, a touchdown, like a D-Jax kind of player.
I'm worried about his injuries. He had a lot of groin and hamstring injuries, and those tend to linger. Those are always more worrisome to me than ACLs and ankles and stuff like that. Those soft tissue injuries, I think is what they call them.
His lower body won't hold up for Chris's team. It's a lower body focused team, and Chris won't have it. He won't have any risks.
Strong legs.
Oh man, never miss leg day with Chris. That's for sure.
Never.
All right, we got any final thoughts or discussion points before we wrap up this gem of an episode?
I'm glad Dwayne Haskins didn't go. I'm glad Hayden Hurst didn't go. I'm just shooting shots, like shots fired right now.
Yeah, right at me is what you're shooting. Well, Jalen Hurts should have gone 101, but that's fine. I'll let it go. Antonio Callaway, the wide receiver one in Tampa Bay, didn't go. Legitimate point here. I was joking about Antonio Callaway. Legitimate point right here. Chris Warren III for Oakland is a guy who you probably have not heard of yet. He's coming out of the 2018 draft class. After this season, you will at least know who Chris Warren III is.
The monster.
Yes, he is.
Jot that down.
Like, people think Derrick Henry was a beast. Like, I watched a little bit of him, and I have him on one of my dynasty teams, actually, just holding on for hope. And I've seen pictures and videos. He just looks like that one kid that grew too fast and plays peewee. Like, he's just a large human being. So I'm interested to see how his career projects.
If your rosters are 20 to 25 deep, Chris Warren should be on a roster, and you need to fix that.
Get him there.
He's on waivers.
All right. This was a fun one, boys. I like this. I like this concept that we had some fun with it here tonight. So I hope our listeners appreciate that. Again, feel free to give us that 5-star review. Go ahead and hit subscribe. Really appreciate everybody listening.
Later, taters.
Oh, yeah. Love it.